This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3946 for Monday, the 18th of September, 2023. Today's show is entitled Planning for a Planner Part 2. It is hosted by some guy on the internet and is about 36 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is Scotty and Bumblebee discuss disk-bound planners, agendas, ink pens, and more.
Previously on Hacker Public Radio.
So it depends on where you go. The ones at Dollar Tree that have cap, not great, in my opinion.
All right. I'm just going to put this out here that she's totally wrong and believe nothing she has to say from this point forward.
We return to normal broadcasting or something like that.
Well, that's another thing. Since you mentioned the ruler, that's a good point too, because what I do is, so Happy Planner has, they have these dividers. They're mini dividers. So they're like a quarter of the page. Okay. So they're not a whole entire page. They're like a quarter of it or so, roughly. They're made for like bookmarks. That's another thing is really good to have with these, is they put them in the disc binders to make it as a bookmark for your pens that you make color coded. So let's say you use black, blue, red, and I don't know, yellow, okay? I use several different colors, but let's just use those. If you don't use those colors all the time for the same things, you want to also have a key, because before you know it, you might just be adding different colors for different things and totally forgetting what, you know, that red was made for really like appointments, and then black was just normal, and blue was made for, you know, household stuff or whatever. And that's what I use for that. So I use like dividers, or I use bookmarks. So they have lots of bookmarks for the disc bound. They're actually really easy to make. Again, if you buy the hole puncher, you can make covers, bookmarks, dividers, you name it, really easily. I have three dividers in my book for my specific one. One is for the actual months, is for notebook paper, and one is for scheduled events. So I have flyers in my book for scheduled events.
From what I'm understanding, with that hole punch, like if you were to get like the plastic material that a bookmark or whatever is normally made out of, you just punch it and then stick it in the rings.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What, believe it or not, I used Dollar Tree folder. I got a folder from Dollar Tree.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I cut it to the size that I wanted, hole punched it, and used it as one.
Where do you get the hole punch?
The hole puncher that I got specifically, I bought from, I believe I bought it from Joann's. That's another store that I didn't mention earlier. Joann's, for people that don't know, Joann's has a contract with Happy Planner. So Joann's will get the newest stuff and more quality in quantity than any of the stores.
Yeah, they always have a ton of them in there. I noticed that's where I see a lot of them at. Yeah. And I see Ross also has some in there, but Joann's is like loaded, and they even have all the accessories.
Because they were the first ones to start selling it. So they started selling them with Joann's, besides their website. And now, because they have a contract with them. Absolutely.
Yeah, because I'm thinking I want the plain guts though, like lined paper guts or whatever. Do they sell that?
Be more specific. Do you mean like the planner or just lined notebook paper?
Oh, like basically lined notebook paper that I can put inside these rings. Or can I use regular? Okay, yeah, because that's what I want.
Absolutely.
I like to draw my planner out because I've just been doing it for, with notebook for so long. I kind of want to keep that going. And it allows me to customize to what I need, when I need it. And with this hole punch, I can just punch out a bookmark and be good to go. And same thing with dividers as well. So you can actually separate, like, you know, have the divider for like, these are the old months. I don't want to have to go back to them unless I absolutely have to. And, or this is where I'm going to keep notes at versus the actual calendar material, that kind of thing. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, because I do scrap paper a lot. Let's say I, you know, was in class or whatever, and I didn't have time to search for the date of date or whatever, I can just flip my book to the back of the book, quickly write a couple notes down, and then close my book. And then later on that day, I can move that page. It happens all the time, believe it or not. And I have that ability to do that.
Yeah, I know.
Other planners, you don't. I do have for school. I go to Walmart, wherever you can buy them, just regular loose leaf binder paper, the one that has three holes. Mm-hmm. Well, my book is not the big planner. The big planner, I believe, is the pages are 8.5 by 11, I believe. But the small planner is 7 by 9 inches. I just get that paper. I cut it to that size. And then I hole punch it. And again, loose leaf paper is not as thick as the regular Happy Planner paper. So be mindful for that. But when I'm just doing notes for school, now, it's very simple.
What's the significance of that? When you say that it's not as thick as the Happy Planner paper, what should we be on the lookout? Should we choose to use loose leaf anyways? What problems would we run into since it's thinner?
Obvious ripping. Because it is thinner paper, so you just have to be more careful with that. But since it isn't a disc bound, it is safer that way. But it's just like if you have it in a notebook, you know, if you have it in a spiral, if you have it in a binder, it's still thinner paper. It's more see through. It's just the paper itself.
Mm. Well, okay. I thought that it might fall off the disc faster or something like that because it's thinner.
It does happen sometimes. So. I make sure I put, when I do mine, I make sure I have at least 50 to 100 in the book.
Because so they kind that of hold it, themselves together.
Exactly. And then I definitely, definitely make sure I have it when I'm traveling with it. I have the bound part facing down. I know that sounds really goofy, but for some reason, when you have it facing, it like puts so much pressure on the tip of the cover. So I put the bound downwards, not upwards. And that seemed to help.
Okay. Now,
I don't know if I explained that right.
Yeah. It's sitting with the rings at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do personally. And then make sure it's like with other objects, like just leaning up against something.
Now, have you ever tried the Rocket Book?
Nope, never even heard of it.
The Rocket Book was supposed to be this great little idea where you had a book that you never had to throw away. It was basically laminated pages. Each of the pages had a QR code on them. You would get the Rocket Book app and you would use these special pens. They were not exactly dry erase pens, but something similar. You know, some kind of ink you could wipe away with a microfiber cloth, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And you would write on the book, and once you got your notes in and you started filling up the book, basically you use the app, scan the page, you know, it would take like a picture of the page with that QR code on it and categorize it in the app for you. And then you could just wipe the book clean and start all over again.
Okay. I have heard of some. I have not heard of that brand specifically, but I have heard of some like that. I don't oppose of the idea. I really don't.
I oppose of it. I think it's horse excrement. I bought one and I am not happy with my purchase. I'm very
the reason why I agree with that is I wouldn't want to spend all my time erasing everything for one thing. And then two, I don't know. It's just something about like, if you have to erase it with a microfiber cloth, is it really staying on there when you close the book? That would be my thing. Like if you close the book, if it's made with the dry erase marker or type of whatever, does it really erase? Like those erasable pens, they don't really have many of them anymore, but they used to have these erasable pens.
I remember those.
I feel like when you erased, you still saw some of the residue, like worse than a pencil.
Here's what I'm going to point out with this whole concept of the Rocket Book. One, the pages were like some sort of laminated cardstock page or whatever, right? So in order for you to get the pen to write on it, you had to be pretty forceful. And it would write sort of half onto the page. So it would be, you know, very, very sketchy, like almost like your pen was running out of ink.
Okay.
Two, if you ever left the pen in any kind of temperature differences, it would ruin the pen. I left the pen in the car one day and it ruined the pen. And you could only use their pens. There were no alternative pens. Well, some people said you could use alternative pens. They talked about some that you could use, but there were constant reviews that talked about how those pens ended up ruining the book, meaning you wrote on the page with that pen and then you could not erase it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the last thing I'm going to mention about it, because you had to use so much force to get the pen to write on the book, even though you were able to erase the ink off of it, the impression was still on the page. It was, I am not happy with this book. Yeah. The only reason I kept it around is just to remind me to hate it, because it's a great
Well, the thing is that's a lot of the books that I've noticed. Like, I actually bought this one book that's Spiral, and I don't like Spiral, but I love the guts of the book. So I ripped out every single page of this book. I just hole punched it and shoved it in my book. That's the thing about, there's so many planners to try out. And I, like I said, I've been, as soon as I discovered Disc Planner, that is all I've ever done. Like, I have not, I mean, I've been talking to you about it for God knows forever. Yeah. You know, when you were talking about planners, I was like, go to Disc Planner. It's wonderful. Like, it's literally changed the way that I organize my life. Things that you normally would forget. It's just wonderful, in my opinion. But I was remembering something I had told you a couple months ago. Remember those, I told you about those clear sticky notes that I told you about?
Clear sticky notes.
Yeah, I was telling you about these.
You didn't tell me about that, but it sounds cool. Tell me about it.
So they have these clear sticky notes. So I use, in my planners, I use tabs. I use these things to bookmark items. I use removable tabs, blah, blah, blah. Well, like I said before, I'm in school. So a lot of times I have these clear sticky notes. I'll send you a link to put down below. They have them at, the only place I've seen them so far is at Staples.
It sounds like packing tape. Like, you just use packing tape.
No. It's like, it's a little bit matted, only a little bit. The one thing I love about it is I put it on my textbook, one of my textbooks, and I traced out one of the diagrams. Is it perfect? No, because you're tracing it, but then you can put it in your book. So let's say you have, like, you want to trace out, you know, a floral print or whatever. I mean, I don't know how much you guys would use it for, but it's great for students. Like, I have my tablet and it doesn't ruin my tablet. Like, I put it on my tablet and I gently used it with pencil. And then when I took it off my tablet, I then put it in my book, in my notebook. And then I traced it again and I was able to color it in, do all the things. And it's like, it's more vivid in there.
Where'd you instead get of having this from?
Staples. That's where I bought them.
Clear sticky notes.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so my guess is they got like a little bit of adhesive at the top, like a regular sticky note, but then the rest, the part that like hangs down or dangles is clear?
Mm-mm. Well, all of it's clear. The whole entire thing is clear. When you put it down, you barely notice it. It, like I said, it's matted. It's not shiny. It's matte. So when you write on it, it doesn't feel like you're sliding. It feels like you're writing on legit paper. And then on top of that,
are they reusable?
They have no, but... Oh. They do have two different types. You're
killing whales again.
Well, I mean, no, because it's paper, so it's recyclable. It's not plastic.
Oh, it's paper.
It's matted. It's like paper. It's not. It's
Wait a minute.
Not,
hold on now. You're
I
saying
don't think it's plastic.
You're saying like paper, and then, you know,
it
paper
doesn't
isn't
feel
clear.
Like plastic. It doesn't feel like plastic. So
you
I don't.
Gotta
maybe
send a link to this. I gotta get a link of this, because I mean, this sounds cool. Don't get me wrong. I'm interested. Unless we're killing whales, that's your deal. But you know.
Then there's two different ones. There's one where the adhesive is just at the top, and then there's another one where the adhesive is all four corners.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm wondering about like a page protector, and if you could use one of those dry erase markers on those.
Mm-hmm.
You think you can?
I don't
you
see
can?
Why not.
Because that might actually be kind of cool.
I have a laminator, so I laminate a whole bunch of crap. I laminate anything I want to be reusable.
So I guess you could do like a, if you were doing like a bunch of math and stuff like that, you can have a bunch of just prepped equations right there, laminated in the side of your journal. I guess if you wanted a custom calendar, that would be another thing, you know, since you're going to be using it for the year or whatever, you could have it kind of laminated and stuck in there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. So I'm going to send you the link right now.
Yeah, because I definitely got to see it. And please don't send that scammer link that you sent to me.
It was an accident. I hit the wrong one.
I'm
going
to have to wipe my computer after this. I'm telling you.
It was not a scam. It was just Google being all dramatic. Yeah, so this is the one. It doesn't feel like plastic.
I got to put my rocket book away real quick. I can feel the fury. I can feel the fury bubbling up inside. I got to put that away.
You throwing it in the trash? Putting it away in the trash?
No, I'm putting it in the top of my, I have two filing cabinets. I have one beside me at my desk and the other in the closet. And I put it in the one by my desk. So every time I open the top cabinet, I see the rocket book and I can get mad all over again.
Pack rat.
Take one look at it and remember, never ever, because when you see the marketing behind it, they marketed it so well, so it sounds like an excellent idea. Like one notebook and you never have to buy another one, and you can use it with technology, right? So basically take a photo of the pages and then basically save your photos on your backup hard drive of these the things that you wrote or whatever, right? So one notebook and you're good to go. But boy, it is terrible.
Oh, that's so funny. I have several ideas of things that I have made, that some that have just turned out fantastic. And you learn as you go with a lot of the planners. So the one recommendation I have, I don't know how many people will buy stickers. How many buy this? Less is more. Okay. Less is more.
Yeah, you're the one to talk about that.
That's why I learned from my mistake. But on my defense, I use all of it, and you know I do.
That's why you should do less is more, because you do use all of it.
Yes. For me specifically, I'm a crafter. I'm big on crafting. I'm big on art. I'm big on girliness, blah, blah. So I knew I wanted stickers. They have packets for the Happy Planner that are like the basic beginner blah, blah, blah one that basically have a couple flowers, a couple hearts, the months, they have some numbers in there, et cetera, you know, call me here, blah, blah, blah stuff. And then just get a regular planner, because if you go too all out, you will waste your money if you end up hating it, or if you end up just not using it, or you don't have time. Example, the planner that you do what we call us like planners. You do a bulletin planner, basically. You use a notebook, you design your own blocks, you do your own thing. That's kind of, it's from scratch. Your own DIY planner. Mine's a Frankenstein planner. Mine is just a whole bunch of crap shoved into one. I prefer my planner to be everything. I also like to make my planner cute and pretty and blah, blah. And you have that option with Happy Planner specifically, but they do have some that are super plain. They also have some from Happy Planner that are undated, which a lot of people prefer to date their own planners.
Yes.
The only downside that I have is it's not something you're going to do in 5 minutes. It's something that you're going to sit there and you're going to be committed to being there for like 20, 30 minutes, just dating the whole 12 months.
Here's the thing. You don't even date the whole 12 months. You date what you need when you need it. So I'll know that, you know, okay, this month's going to be a busy one with several things that are coming up right now. Right. So I'm going to automatically go ahead and get those few out of the way now, but then I'll sprinkle some blanks in between there just so that way as things come up, you know, here, let me just go ahead and fill this out real quick. That way I don't have as many empties at the end of the year.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Because for me, I am more busy during the regular, I guess we'll say school year, than I am during the summertime. Like I guess I can write my work schedule or doctor's appointments or stuff like that or chores or whatever, but I'm not going to add my school life because I don't do school during the summertime. I primarily just do it during the school year. Summertime section is much shorter. There's times I take them out, but I also do fillers. There are some times where I don't have anything and I'll just cover it with a sticker because I might have done something on, you know, Monday through Thursday, but I didn't do anything Friday and the weekend. But other people may not like it that way. So I can understand, like, specifically with you, you want to make it just rip it out. Have that option.
Yeah, I want some, whenever there's a page in the book, that's because something needed to be done that day. That's what I, if there's a blank page in there, that means I have just wasted the opportunity to journal something. You know what I mean? So I hate, I hate the idea of just, you know, end of the year and putting this book away. And there's so many pages in there that I could not take advantage of. Now with this new approach here where I can just get blanks and kind of, you know, manipulate them the way I need to. And, you know, I can get this blank one that you're talking about. What is it called? The blank is it just a blank calendar?
Yeah, it's literally just boxes. It's just think of.
Oh, so they don't do the lines and stuff? Or
no, they do. It's just boxes. So think of how a normal calendar is. How it'll be. Here, let me open one up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So they'll have 6 by 7 boxes. That's how it'll work. So then, and it'll be completely empty. There's not dates in them, nothing, because you don't know how the dates are going to work that month. And for that year, because, you know, every year is different. I mean, like, obviously, Thanksgiving's always on a Thursday. Mother's Day and Father's Day are always on a Sunday. But Christmas is always on the 25th. So it could be on a Tuesday one year or on a Saturday or on a Monday. It doesn't, you know, that's why they have it in that type of section and that type of.
I was thinking about more like for the days, not the full month view. Do they have the blank ones for the days?
You mean the weeklies, or do you mean specifically one whole day?
Or I guess it would also be the weekly as well, because in other words, where it give you the day and a few lines for you to jot down notes, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So what they do is it'll be blank. So I'll have, let's say you're doing the horizontal lines like we talked about. On the left side, it'll say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then on the other side, it'll say Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday will be next to each other in smaller blocks. But there'll be no date. There'll be absolutely no date on them.
Is there an image of this? Could you link to that as well? Because I'm very interested in that one. I mean, if I don't do like regular notebook where I just have lines and I draw it in myself, that one I'll be able to throw a few of those in with it. I mean, that's very much my style, but I'm going to tell you the transparent sticky note that you shared. $5.19 for 36 little notes. Have you gone mad? No.
I looked it up to see if there was anywhere else. I just happened to find it at Staples. I also had a coupon for them, so I only got them for $1.50. But I found them on Amazon for 150 sheets for $4. So they're cheaper. I looked at the material, Mr. I'm apparently killing the whales. They're made out of PET material, PET, and they're 100% water resistant and they're 100% recyclable. PET plastic is not single use. It is 100% recyclable. That's what it says on Google, what PET stands for.
Well, we understand that Google is not to be trusted.
Well, you know, I'm about to not send you these undated pages with your scam links. Or I'm going to make sure I send you a scam link with that and tell you what it is.
Be forced to click it.
Mm-hmm. No, it's fine. It's fine. I just opened it. It's totally fine. I'm on it.
As soon as I click on it, I disconnect from the internet.
Your whole computer crashes. Starts smoking. It'll smoke just like your gravy did.
Well, I got the fire department on speed dial now, so it's okay.
Sounds about right. Yeah, the great thing about Happy Planner is you can just make it your own. That's the thing. You can make it 100% your own. You can make it however you want. If you have kids, you can have their kids' schedule on there. I've seen I've seen people use it for like soccer tournaments and X, Y, and Z, not just as a regular planner, but they have like more involved. They actually started making a teacher version for the Happy Planner. Like it's a huge one. It's the big planner, and it's specifically the teacher's version. I actually bought one year for my schooling. I changed it up about, like I put stickers covering certain parts of it so I can make it for school specifically, because I liked how it had horizontal blocks instead of the vertical blocks. And yeah. It was wonderful. And I still have the cover. Literally, it's right next to me. And I use it as my notebook for school. And it says school days on it. And it has an apple, glasses, and a pen and paper on it. And it's really cute. It's adorable cover. And it's for the teachers. But I just use the cover for to hold my paper for my notebooks.
And it makes me remember
that this is... Yeah, it's awesome. So they have so many different ones. They have some for parents. Like a specific one for parents. So you really just have to like go out and look on specifically what is good for you. Like, what are you a journaler? If you are, then I recommend for Happy Planner specifically horizontal lines, or they have another one called the dashboard layout. It's still horizontal lines, but it's all on one page and not two separate pages. It's kind of 1 week congested into one page.
I'm going to try that. Let me go look this up real quick here. We got Happy Planner dashboard layout. Because that didn't make much sense. I couldn't really picture it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
It's just...
I think I see it. No, that I don't know about that one.
Okay, I will send you a link.
Yeah, it looks like it's got too much going on for me. I mean, I kind of like the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday thing over there on the other side. That kind of looks pretty good. Like I could just write notes into that, and I can write my own dates onto them, which is kind of good. If it's the same one, I mean, I don't know.
So they're all named differently. So the horizontal layout is primarily for people that do journaling, like myself and you. They changed a lot of them. So a lot of them are all different type of styles nowadays. So the one that I'm staring at right now is called the dashboard layout, and I'll send you this link. On one side, it'll have like bulletins for the week, and it'll have like phone calls to make or errands to do or things you need to buy, et cetera, et cetera. On the other side, on the right side of the page, we'll have 8 squares that are lined in each square for you to make notes. It's for note taking for that. Same thing for the regular horizontal layout.
Yeah, that's what I'm that part that you're talking about, the 8 squares on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the part that I like. I want that for everywhere though.
Like for both sides? Like you want 2 weeks at a time, or you just want lined blocks?
I like lined block. Because no matter, like I don't even need it to have the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday thing on it, because Monday might be jam packed, but then I might not do anything again until Wednesday. You know what I mean? So Tuesday will be empty. So that's the space I didn't use. So I'd rather not have it labeled where I could just label it myself for whatever I need. So I think regular just horizontal lines might just do me better, because I'm really picky about that.
I can see that. I mean, the only thing I can think of that you can do is just white it out. I mean, I have white out that I use.
Oh no.
Preferably the whiteout that I use is not the liquid whiteout. Well, it's the roll.
Yeah, they don't even sell the liquid one anymore, do they?
Yep, they still do.
I remember kids used to get high off of that.
Kids can get high off of anything.
Which I always thought was weird, but I mean, you know, hey, whatever.
Each their own, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I don't even know how you would know to do that, but sure.
Everything is accidental.
You're right.
If you think about it, everything's accidental. It just happened to happen. Didn't think about it. Just, you know, I wonder what this smells like.
Can you imagine that, though? When one of your friends just sort of lean over to you in art class and just sort of, you know, get close to tell you to come here, and you lean over and it's like, oh, my God, I am lit as hell.
Yes. Over here scratching and sniff. Here, scratch and sniff this. And that was another thing. That's why they Sharpie stopped doing those smell markers. His kids were literally smelling them way too much. It's still a Sharpie. You remember? I don't know if you remember those smell markers.
I remember those because they used to smell like the
terrible. They smelled. How does color smell?
Well, they were supposed to smell similar to the color, but really they were just really fumey. You couldn't really get away from it.
They smelled terrible, in my opinion. I always thought they smelled awful.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm just going to, because like, especially with Happy Planner, I think they just do too much. Like I'm looking
at it. It's a very feminine base. I told you that. It's very feminine.
I can't even stand to look at it. I just need to get off the website. Like, how do I exit?
All right, I'm going to send you a link of the horizontal lined one that I was telling you about earlier. And this is the horizontal line. This is one that I found that was the most, this is undated and everything. And where it says November at the top and the person put the dates on there and wrote Friday, that's all that they did. You can zoom in to see more of it, but the only thing that's wrote on there is Monday through Sunday, but everything else is done yourself.
I like it, the how it's like nice and blocked, but I don't want the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday kind of thing. I just want blocks with lines.
The only thing, I don't know if they have it with Happy Planner themselves, but I know that they do. I think your best bet is to look for a...
I'm going to just get lined paper. If they just got lined paper, the rest I could do myself. I could just, you know, write in what I need when I need it.
Absolutely. But the disc thing, I think, is a good thing for you. So my recommendation is to get one of the notebooks from Happy Planner and just take out 90% of the paper. Last time I bought one of the notebooks was
they actually sell just a regular notebook?
Yeah, I was telling you about that earlier. They call them Happy Planner notes.
Without all the girly crap all over?
Kind of. It has no planning in it. But again, I told you Happy Planner is primarily feminine. I mentioned that the first time. Happy Planner is very, very feminine.
I can't even find a notebook. Oh, here we go. Notebook.
It's called Happy Planner Notes.
I'm on the website.
It's not notebook, just notes.
I'm on the web thing. It's got notebooks and journals, and I'm looking at dot grid, dot lined, lined. Mm-hmm. There we go. Line looks good. What's lettering? Let me see what that's all about. Oh, nah. See, and it's super pink and all kinds of crap. What's the...
They have some that are just white. Like, I'm literally staring at the one next to me, and it's all white. It's nothing on it. It's just white. But the only thing is the dots on it are like a sage green. That's it. So you can get some that are chill. You really can. But again, Happy Planner specifically is a feminine brand. It's owned by three women. There are two or three women. And...
Yeah, I'm gonna have to pass on that because I swear I don't know what's going on. Like I can't even look at it without feeling like it's doing too much.
So just stick to the disc bound specifically. And I recommend that for most people. That disc bound, the reason why I like Happy Planner isn't because it has disc pink. Bound, right? Yes, absolutely. They have them on Etsy, they have them on Amazon, they have everywhere.
Oh, Amazon. You can get just
Yep.
Well, I should have known Amazon has them.
But I believe Happy Planner was the first set of people that started doing disc bound.
Well, they may have been the first to really get started, but they got a little too much going on. Like they're not inclusive.
It's for women that want to be pretty.
Yeah,
with your judgmental self.
I'm just saying.
I am very proud of these people. Like they've done really well for themselves. Like really, really well. So I'm all for it.
Well, I'm sure
and I like buying
I'm sure
I like have. Buying their notes because you can get there's sometimes their planners, like their covers for the planners are just sometimes they're hideous. But then I'll love the guts from the planner, but the cover is just terrible. Not I don't want to say hideous, that's just mean. But some of them are like doodling or something. And I'll just buy a notebook that I love the planner cover for.
Oh,
and then there you go.
I just they sell the lined disc bound paper refill 11 8.5 by 11 the lined paper for disk notebooks.
Where, at Amazon?
Yeah, I'm looking at it on Amazon. It looks like 250 sheets.
Post that link.
But for $23, what the?
I told you the paper is really expensive. That's why I buy just the notebooks, because the thickness of that paper is really expensive.
You're going to make me run away. I'm not.
Look at this one. This one is dailies. So it's all like, it's a daily plan. I mean, it is overly specific.
No. This because it's going to go from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. So I'm limited in the amount of time I can schedule. And what if there's one thing that covered that is, say, is going to happen at 8, but it's got multiple parts to it. So it'll have to be written all the way down into like 10 or something like that. You know what I mean? So, no, I like that they have that option.
Mm-hmm.
But I just need lines. With lines, I can make whatever I need after that.
Dude, this one that I'm looking at right now is exactly what you're talking about. Plus, it's discbound and it has a cover to it. Hold on, let me send this last one to you.
This one's pretty nice right here. Yeah.
It's $11. Takes about 5 years to get to you, but do you see the delivery time?
Where? Let me scroll down and see there. Usually ships you. Oh my God.
No thanks. It's a whole month get to you, but.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and pass on that. All right, ladies and gents, thank you all for listening to this episode of Hacker Public Radio. I'm your host, Some Guy on the Internet, and I'm here with
Bumblebee, and thanks for hanging out with us, and hopefully you learned some stuff.
All right, we'll catch you guys in the next episode.
Bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.